Beyond these new techniques, the professionalization of archaeology in the U.S. picked up in the 1930s with federal relief programs during the Great Depression. Thousands of unemployed people were put to work excavating sites around the country, but especially in the Southeast, where poverty was high and where the mild climate made it possible to work year-round. Unemployed people were put to work doing archaeology for the Works Progress Administration, the WPA, and the Tennessee Valley Authority, the TVA, among other agencies. These massive field operations required the development of consistent methods for excavation and for the processing of artifacts. Most of the first generation of professional archaeologists got their starts as supervisors for these projects. The quality of the work was generally quite good. In parts of the Southeast, many of the unemployed workers were miners who adapted easily to the techniques of archaeological digging. But most were also undereducated. There are lots of stories about workers taking water breaks that actually involved drinking moonshine hidden behind nearby trees. The quality of the notes and paperwork was poor. Many of the projects were never adequately reported.